Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Tavy and Lewis.
You ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Available everywhere on the Odyssey app. Live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 929 The Game, for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore nation underscore on the X or Twitters or whichever you prefer to call that thing. Final segment of the show coming up here in just a second. You're going to hear my conversation with Reese Hickey of the Mount Vernon girls softball team. She had a phenomenal senior year. She's a Sanford commit. And again, great conversation with her. I got a chance to sit and speak with her. So looking forward to bringing you that. Real quick, too, what I'm looking forward to this week before we get into that conversation. There's so much going on this week, man, from high school hoops. Shout out to the Archer girls basketball team. They got a matchup, big region matchup against Grayson that I'm going to go check that out. But a lot of hoops this weekend that will be taking place. Big Swim, shout out to Westminster, hosting the Metro Meet, big swim meet that they'll be hosting. So just a lot. Wrestling, you got a lot of, you know, some of the duels will be taking place. But just a lot of action as winter sports start to wind down. And it's crazy because spring sports literally, like, some of them are in the midst of getting ready to start tryouts next week. And like the fact that spring sports are going to be basically kicking off in February still blows my mind sometimes. Like, obviously, like, we still get weather like what we just had this week during that time. So, and all spring sports outside. So there definitely are some very cold times covering some of the spring sports, but eventually it warms up and it feels good. Eventually it gets kind of hot before things wrap up in May, but that's what I'll be looking forward to. Again, a lot of hoops action. The one in particular that I'll be checking out is on the girls' side. I did see a boys' matchup that I really like that I think I'm going to go check, which is the Frederick Douglass Astros taking on the Washington Bulldogs. Shout out to Coach well, she's not the athletic director, but Elena Allen over there at Doug, always showing love. So looking forward to some of the action and things that I'll be checking out this this upcoming weekend. My son has a game tomorrow, so I won't be really covering anything tomorrow because he's got his eighth grade first round of the playoffs. It's win or go home, baby. So shout out to the Whitfield Academy eighth grade boys basketball team. They'll take on, speaking of Mount Vernon, they'll be taking on Mount Vernon tomorrow. So looking forward to seeing how they do. Hopefully they can sneak a win and move on to the second round. Do want to shout out my also the 8U basketball team that I coach. We'll open up our playoffs on Sunday. Wrapped up the regular season, Noel, at 7-1. That one, I'm telling you, we were missing our best player. He had just broke, literally, like, what, after the first game, broke his pinky at school. So I really think that one could have been one that we would have won. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's postseason time, baby. So let's go. SBA 8U. Let's go, Coach Lewis. Let's get it done on Sunday. All right, without further ado, man, great conversation with this young lady. Her name, Reese Hickey. Like I said, just wrapped up her senior softball campaign over at Mount Vernon. She'll be wrapping up the school year here in a couple of months, and then it's she will be doing some summer ball, some summer softball, but then she'll be in the fall down headed over to Sanford. So Again, got a chance to watch her play a couple of times this season, and great young lady. Shouts out to her father, Mr. Hickey, who, you know, he and I just, we just kind of started having conversation when I went to one of the games. I had no idea that was his daughter. She was out there doing her thing on the mound. He and I were just chopping it up. Come to find out, yep, that's his daughter, and he's just been a great supporter, in fact, since meeting him. But great conversation with Reese, and here it is. And we'll head out to the WaveForward.com hotline. Reese joins us now here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Reese, first off, I want to say thank you for taking some time out of your day to join us. And congratulations on your fantastic high school career. You know, just talk about, you know, what it's like, you know, now that you can kind of reflect over the past 4 years. And now, you know, as you'll be transitioning soon to the next level.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here. My high school experience was so amazing. I'm so grateful to all the coaches and all the girls I got to play with. I think looking back, especially on this most recent season, I'm just so blessed. My team was so supportive behind me, even coming out of that injury early on in the season, coming back from that. Like, it was really mentally challenging, but just having those girls behind me was made it all worth it and made it so much easier than it would have been.
All right, and when you kind of look back over the 4 years, is there an area where you kind of say, man, I'm really kind of glad that was an area I kind of grew in and got strong in, you know, like I said, when you kind of just reflect over the years?
Yeah, I think I probably grew mentally the most throughout my high school career. I think I had a great mentor in Grace Westmoreland. She was the class of 2024. She went on to pitch at Yale, and she was just a great mentor and a great friend for me to look up to. Just my freshman, sophomore, and junior year, she was a great, like, guidance, and I think she helped kind of take a new approach on the mental game and just build more confidence on the mound, and, like, without that, I don't think I would have gone where I am today, so I'm just so grateful to her.
All right, spending time on the WaveForward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Reese Hickey, Mount Vernon Mustangs softball. This past season, man, I know it didn't end the way you ladies would have wanted it to, but still a lot of great moments for you and your teammates throughout the season. When you look back on the season, what are some of the things that kind of stood out to you or just stand out to you about this team?
This team was so great. I think that definitely the freshmen coming through at the very end of the season was what stood out to me most. I think just in the beginning of the season, they were a little bit more scared and not quite sure of themselves yet, but they really came through for us at the end of the season, especially in super regionals, to push us over the edge to get us to Columbus.
All right. And, you know, Sanford is where you're headed. You know,
yes.
What's it like? You know, well, first of all, how excited are you about, you know, I know you still got a few months, but once it's time, you know, how excited are you about, you know, getting that process underway?
I am so excited. I can't wait to see what the Sanford coaches have in store for me. And right now I'm just trying to prep and get ready so I can be the best player I can be for them once I get on campus.
All right. And talk about the recruiting process. You know, what was it like? You know, how, you know, I know it can kind of be stressful for you all at times, but just kind of take us through a little bit of, you know, how you were able to handle things. Like you said, especially, you know, having to have that growth mentally as you went through that process.
Yeah, the fall of my junior year was really hectic, trying to get to Columbus with my school team while trying to get recruited. I just think that my school team was really great. They were so supportive, and just they kind of helped me relax and take my mind off of it a lot and just let the process happen after I put in all the hard work, and just like letting that work speak for me. Sanford was kind of a slow build up, but I mean, I went on my visits. I got to know the coaches. I loved it there. I committed in late fall. And then in the summer, there was an unexpected coaching change. And I'm just so blessed that the new staff came in. I got to know them. They got to know me. And they're just so amazing. And I'm so grateful that they give me the chance to play for them next year.
All right, hanging out on the WaveForward.com hotline here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Reese Hickey joins us. Mount Vernon's Mustang softball. You know, obviously summer is very crucial for you over these past, you know, has been for you over the years as you, you know, still were busy with your club team. You know, give them some love and, you know, just what is that like? You know, how important was that for you throughout your, you know, throughout the high school career for you?
Yes, I think travel ball is just so important with traveling nationally and getting reps in that like are just so high level, and facing teams from all over the country is just so special. To build that skill, to build like new relationships and new networks with coaches, I think that all kind of built up and definitely helped in my recruiting process and gave me the skill and confidence that I always bring in to the school season.
All right, now you educate me, because I know you all do it, you know, again, the summer thing, obviously throughout most of your high school career. How does it work, you know, coming out of your senior year? Or do you go straight into college, or do you get another round of summer ball?
I'm very lucky to get another round of summer ball in. I love my travel team, so I'm really excited to play with them this summer, just get a couple tournaments in and then start prepping for Samford in August.
All right. Any particular big national tournaments you're looking forward to?
Yeah, I'm always so excited about California at the end of the summer, and Colorado, which is in like late June, early July. Those tournaments are just really special. It's not even about like where you are. It's just getting to hang out with your team and getting that special like friendship time with those girls that you just wouldn't get otherwise.
All right, last one before I let you go. Reese, obviously, again, you'll be transitioning to the next phase of your academic and athletic career once this school year ends. You know, over the summer, are there going to be any areas in particular that you're going to be focused on to help you get ready for the transition?
I definitely think just building up my endurance, both mentally and physically, is going to be really important going into college. I know that like the quantity of work is going to be pretty heavy once I get there. So just to make that transition easy for me, just focusing on that and just building up that strength to last longer mentally and physically on the field.
Awesome stuff. Well, congratulations again, young lady, on a phenomenal high school career, and want to wish you nothing but the best as you continue you're welcome, as you continue your academic and athletic career. And I'm glad I got a chance to see you in action before you moved on. So congratulations once again.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
All right, and again, that is Miss Reese Hickey, Mount Vernon Mustang softball, Samford softball, as she will be transitioning after her high school career wraps up. Here in just a few more months, softball wise, it's technically wrapped up. She, like you heard her say, she'll do some summer ball, and then it'll be off to Samford for the collegiate level. So thanks to Reese, thanks to her dad, Mr. Hickey, Stephen Hickey, for allowing me to speak with her and highlight her. Thank you also as well to Tyler Herring of the Woodstock Wolverines wrestling team, who you heard earlier on the show. Congratulations to him on reaching 150 career wins. And he's only in his junior campaign. So good stuff there. Thanks to all the coaches that I got a chance to catch up with after some of their games this past week. Appreciate all of you, and looking forward to catching up with some more of you this upcoming weekend. So that'll do it for this week's show. Thanks to my girl Noelle. Appreciate you holding me down. And hopefully we'll get a chance to do this again. It's been a while. I think you were one of my first producers when we first started doing Prep Sports Nation. That was like 2 years ago on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah.
So it's been a minute since I got a chance to rock with you. So hopefully I'll get a chance to do so again. So, all right, that's going to do it. Enjoy the rest of your week. And we'll do it again next week. This is Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app. See ya.